From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. New Hampshire votes. Residents formed long lines at polling stations to vote in America's first primary election of the 2016 presidential race. Polling stations will be open between now and 0 hour UTC. The first votes were cast in the tiny town of Dixville Notch. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won all four votes there, while Ohio Governor John Kasich beat millionaire Donald Trump 3-2. The U.S. spy chief told Congress Tuesday North Korea has restarted a plutonium reactor that could provide for nuclear weapons. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper spoke to the Senate Armed Services Committee Tuesday. Clapper said Islamic militants will continue to plot against U.S. targets overseas, but within the United States, the biggest threat, he says, will be posed by homegrown violent extremists. For the first time since August 2013, forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are within 25 kilometers of the Turkish border in northern Syria. They continue to press a Russian-backed offensive that is said to be throwing rebel forces into disarray. Turkish officials are warning that the round-the-clock Russian air missions and heavy fighting could spark the arrival of as many as 600,000 Syrian refugees at its border. Turkish officials say they are determined that the refugees will stay on the Syrian side of the border as much as possible. A suicide car bomb struck near a police officers' club in Damascus Tuesday. A number of people were killed. This is VOA News.